I don't know about you, but I think, I believe and think that the internet should be a safer place. Well, what if I told you that there's a tool that can do just that? A safer internet where you don't have to monitor every single thing that your kids do or that you stumble across, whether it's a fake site or not a fake site. This tool is called BlockP. It blocks adult websites, but also blocks those fake websites that you might say, hey, this domain is for sale, and hackers try to hack all that information or try to scam people out of the information. It also protects, and it uses AI to protect against other malicious stuff and other garbage that people may stumble across the web. And you know, I thought to myself the other day, why is the internet not a safer place? Well, it's because there's money involved, and some kind of certain content drives more money. Everything has to do with money. And what I like about this tool is that it uses AI to built into the tool, so there's no false positives, and it's the only tool that lets you password set a Chrome extension or even or an Android app settings, etc., so you can bypass it easily. Give it a try. Go to BlockP and download on Google Play or iOS or in your web browser on whatever web browser you use, and let them know what you think of the tool. They always listen to your feedback, etc. Great company, and they have great things ahead of them, etc. Take them out. Take a test one, check it out. It's free, and let me know what you think. And it's called BlockP. Go check them out.
Welcome to Crazer Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast, where we strive to motivate people who are on the autism spectrum to live healthy lifestyles. If you think this podcast is only for people who are autistic, then think again. Whether you are autistic or not, we have a mix of content from healthy living to everything in between that makes up a balanced and healthy life. Autism is our backbone, and we strive to support the autism community by motivating, inspiring, and educating everyone about what autism is. Please welcome your host, Jimmy Clare, who is a motivational speaker, autism advocate, author, and founder of CrazyFitnessGuide.com.
Weekly motivation. That has been listened to all over the world. Listen to our podcast on all the major platforms. Tune in to listen and watch every week. We cover everything that is healthy living. We promote healthy living through autistic eyes. Hosted by Jimmy Clare, who is a motivational speaker and autism advocate. Jimmy has been featured in many publications around the world. This is the weekly motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast. That's weekly motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. I'm just going to just say right off the bat, there's no microphone at the moment, and I'm just using my computer's microphone. My microphone stand is just laying on the table, useless. I got one that's coming on Monday, hopefully. Come on, Amazon, give me my new microphone stand. I got a freestanding one this time, because the one that attached to my desk just doesn't work anymore. What a piece of garbage. If I can find it in my catalog, please throw one star review. Zero if I can. But today's guest, I'm so looking forward to having him on today, especially because his voice sounds a lot better than mine. Mine sounds like nails on a chalkboard, and I said that on his podcast too. But and he's an Indiana Hoosiers fan, which I am a fan of Indiana as well. Unless if they're playing against Duke, and I'm all out Duke fan, which I've been an all out Duke fan since I was pretty much the day I was born. And go Duke, by the way. But if Duke played Indiana, I hope I get at some point. I mean, if they played against them this year, that they would literally destroy their basketball team. Just, I mean, if anybody saw them play against Auburn this past week, holy crap. Well, you know, we'll get into that a little bit later, but anything goes off on this show, so here we go. Today, my guest is Rory. He's the host of a great podcast called The Podcaster Nation, and I'm so looking forward to him being here. We're going to be talking about podcasting, a little bit about sports, and a little bit of other things. You never know where the show goes. Mostly the time you know where the show goes, but nothing's off the books. Well, except for five major topics that I never go there, as you all know. But anyway, let's welcome him now to Crazy Fitness Guy Health and Wellness Podcast, slash Weekly Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. And I promise I cannot, I can't promise I won't go on any rants. So that's what we do here. Hey, Rory.
How are you doing, Jimmy?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me on, man. I love your stuff.
Yeah, you know, you really need to become like a voiceover actor with that voice.
You know, you keep giving me these compliments, I'm going to get a big head, man. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. I really do.
Well, I already have a big head. It's just...
Sounds good, man. And, you know, hey, I'm going to be watching for that Duke IU game. You know, we'll see what happens. Because IU is not going to have a great basketball season, I don't think. But they still might beat Duke. You never know.
Did you see the Duke-Auburn game after, like, they were down by 11 points in the first 3 to 5 minutes in the game? And then Isaiah Evans came back, scored like 6 three-pointers in a row, and he is on fire. Nightman deep bench. Woohoo! That was nasty. I was like, yeah. Oh, number two in this country. Bye.
it's gonna be a great game when it happens. So
16, it was 16-2 in the first 3 minutes. Oh, they probably thought they were going to blow Duke out.
I'm sure that's what they thought going into that game. I'm sure.
I didn't stay to watch the whole game, but I was so glad to watch the first 20 minutes and it was like, lights out. So, my first group. Well, actually, I'm going to say that way. So before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, how you got started, and why you got started?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. My name is Rory Paquette. Like you said, I'm the host of several podcasts, but our newest project, which is just exploding on the scene, is the one you mentioned, and that's The Podcaster Nation. That is a podcast that is for podcasters, about podcasters, and done by podcasters. So it's, you know, it gives podcasters like you, for instance, when you were on my show, the chance to talk about you and your story and, you know, why you do what you do. As podcasters, we're always on this side of the mic, and we never really get to be on the other side telling everybody who we are and what we're about and why we're doing what we're doing. So a lot of folks, when they do their first podcast episode, they'll tell their story. That's about it. You know, and then after that, you're telling everybody else's story. So I wanted to create a community and a podcast where the feature was the podcaster, the person behind the mic. And it's been going beautifully. When I decided to start it, I put up one post in one networking group, the one that you responded to, actually. And we got 60, I think, 7 responses right off the bat. And so we just started, you know, meeting people and setting up interviews and rocking. I ended up in the hospital for a little while and came back out of it. And I just checked that post again. Last night, I was talking to my wife, and I checked that post again, and there's 163, I think, comments on there now. So we have another 100 podcasters that want to be interviewed on the show. It's fantastic. It's just an unbelievable turnout. You know, as far as who I am, I'm a father of three, husband of a very long time. My wife and I have been together for, you know, over 25 years, married, and, you know, several years when she, when we weren't married yet. We were together 3.5 years before she told me that my lease with the option to buy had expired, and it was time to either purchase the existing model or go shopping for a new one. And so we took care of that. I made her Mrs. Paquette, been happy as heck ever since. And I am a podcaster. I absolutely love podcasting. I love everything there is about podcasting. I love the people I get to meet, like you. I love networking. I love the podcast, you know, scene. I just love everything about it. I think everybody who has a business, who works in a business, if you're in sales, doesn't matter. Everybody should have a podcast because everybody has a story to tell. And that's just a belief of mine. And I just love it. I love everything that I do every day.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thanks to our sponsorship with Deep Stash. You're probably wondering, what the heck is Deep Stash? Well, Deep Stash allows you to learn new stuff every single day. You can become the smartest person in the room with unlimited access to 200,000 plus powerful ideas from top books, podcasts, and more. They have a generous free plan. And if you want to check them out, click the link below in the podcast descriptions. Either or will work. But definitely check them out, because if you're a daily learner like me and like to learn new stuff, I don't always have time to read 11-minute articles or 15-minute articles during the day. So with Deep Stash, I can listen to them on the go while I'm driving the car or on an airplane, etc. So go check out my friends at Deep Stash. You won't regret it.
You know, I love podcasting too. The thing I'm starting to hate the most, it is writing articles for my business. I mean, even getting the guest writers. I mean, I don't hate the guest writers. It is all the Google rankings and whatnot. It's like, I like seeing the podcast numbers grow much better. As like the traffic from Google is just so sparse. I've seen too many colleagues of mine in different other Facebook groups. They're like, my traffic plummeted and whatnot. It's like, you know, Google is like, this should be illegal.
Yeah, Google is not the friend of any podcaster, I don't think. I don't think Google is anybody's friend.
No, it's more like the podcast directors are their friends and whatnot.
There you go. Right.
Oh, friendlier. Let's think right. Friendlier, because Google's like...
You know what it's like when you're a podcaster. You're basically on your own, man. It's you against the world. It's you against all of the social medias. It's you against all the search engines. It doesn't matter how good you are at SEO or anything else. It's a fight. You know, there's millions of podcasts, and I saw something the other day that if you get past your 20th episode, you're in the top 50% of podcasts.
Okay.
There you go. And if you get past like 100 episodes, then I think you're like in the top 10% of podcasts, just in terms of having the episodes and still doing it, because people just don't last that long doing it, talking into the space, you know. You have to love it.
Well, as we're speaking right now, I'm almost at I'm close to 100.
Yeah, you're getting there, man. You're right at the edge.
Yeah. So, you know, that brings me I wanted to ask you. And I asked this in one of the groups I'm in, not on Facebook, or maybe it was in this other community on Podmatch. And I asked this, and so my question is, and I'm sorry if I butcher this question, because I just remember the broader topic of the question. I don't remember word for word I wrote, but... Not to say hypothetically, I'm not going to name any names, but this podcaster, I wanted on my show. They said, let me know when you reach over 100 plus podcast episodes. And I asked that person, like, does it even matter? My shoe grows every single day. And there's some people in the group who said yes, and some people said no. And then the guy Alex, who runs PodMatch, said he used to do such a thing like that before he gets to the chair to see how serious the person was. But, you know, if I was a guest to go back to see him when they started their podcast, so I started mine in April 12th, 2020, and I'm almost 5 years into it, I would likely guess that this person, meaning me, I would go guest on my own show due to that math. And it's like, okay, even though he's releasing monthly, you know, I would say, well, he's been consistent monthly, so he's probably going to most likely stay. Well, I mean, just logically thinking, but I don't know your opinion. I was just curious, what are your thoughts on that? Because it's like, do you have to reach 100 episodes before somebody like that would consider going on your show?
I saw that post. You're good. I will absolutely, you're not going to name any names. I will not name any names out of respect for you. But that ticked me off. Because here's how I look at this whole thing. I've gone on podcasts as a guest that are in like episode 5, and they have maybe 10 downloads per episode. Okay. And they're like, hey, will you come on my podcast and talk about whatever it is? Of course I'm going to go on that podcast. Number one, I'm helping that podcaster. Okay. Number two, that podcaster is taking their time, using their resources, using their platform, no matter how many people are on it, and no matter how many episodes they have, to interview me. They're putting me out as an expert in whatever my field is. They're letting me talk my talk, and they're sending me a link to it when we're done. They're giving me a free piece of marketing for me and my business. I don't care if they've got 5 listeners. It's a free piece of marketing. I can take that and I can send that all over my own socials. I can send it to all of my own people. I can put it in my own email and my own mailing list and say, hey, check this out. This was a great interview. I got to talk about this topic and this topic. And it's a whole new person who's got me on their show. Okay? They're doing me a favor by interviewing me. And when people turn that around and go, well, you know, you're not big enough for me to be on your show, I don't give that person a second thought. I'm like, you know what? Sorry, feel that way. Move on. I will never call that person again either because they don't get it. They just don't get it. You know what I mean? They think that they're important enough to be in front of an audience of thousands or hundreds of thousands or whatever they think it is. You know what? Good luck. Go on Joe Rogan. Because whoever you think you are, Mr. I want to wait till you get 100 episodes, I'll bet Joe Rogan's not knocking on your door asking you to be on his podcast. So I'm offering to do you a favor and you're being pompous, pardon me, but, you know, fool like that. Goodbye. Have a great day.
I agree. Like, you know. I agree with that because, you know, there's just so many people. Like, you know, when I looked them up, they haven't been on Joe Rogan's podcast. They haven't been on, like, Tony Robbins. Not that, like, I'm looking for those kind of guests. I mean, if I blame one, great. But my point is, it's like, yeah, just like what you said, it's like, hey, I'm doing you a favor by having you on the show. Just because I'm doing it monthly, I was like, perhaps have you thought that? I was like, well, I have a whole business to run by myself. I don't have a bunch of people working for me. Holy crap. It's like, at least, you know, when I set up that schedule, I said to myself, it was like, okay, can I do this weekly? No. And I was like, can I be more consistent monthly? I said, yeah. because I know I'm going to be keynote speaking. I had to pitch myself because I'm not like name brand like Lewis Howes or Tony Robbins. It's not like, hey, here's Jimmy Clare. Yes, I'm going to hire this guy. I had to go market myself. I don't have somebody to do that for me. It'd be nice. But
you're doing exactly right. You're doing exactly right.
And yeah, I actually had somebody on my show once who talked about podcasts and well. I said, if somebody can pinpoint you, how long your podcast should be, how often you should do your podcasting, you should start wondering if this person's legitimate, because there's not a science behind it.
No, they're, you're right about that. There really isn't. I've seen people get great results with, 100 downloads, and I've seen people get no results with 10,000 downloads. I mean, look, it just depends on who you're talking to and what you're talking about and who you are, And if you're someone who's trying to be a guest in a podcast and you're running your own business, you need every piece of marketing you can get. You need all the content you can possibly have. So people who are like that are just, they have an overinflated idea of their own importance. And it just makes me laugh at this point. I'm like, okay, good luck, buddy.
Yeah. I'm like, when they asked me, it's like, could you follow up with me once when you reach over 100 plus? Now, to me, that doesn't specify what 100 plus means. At 100, over 100, 200, 300, 500. And I was like, no. I didn't say that to the person, but I was like thinking, no.
That's an insult, to all the work you're putting in and everything you're doing. So I, like I said, I won't even call a person like that back. I'll be like, sorry it didn't work out. Have a good day. I'll never ask him to be on the podcast again, because that's not what I'm about. That's not what I promote, and that's just another mercenary who's trying to make a buck and thinks their time's more important than everybody else's.
Know how many requests a day I get for people to be guests on my podcast? Like over a couple hundred, or actually no, more like 10, 20-ish a day. And it's like, okay, let's say on Podmatch, I go, if I'm very active on it daily, let's say like one day, if I wasn't even active for a whole week, but then if somebody, I might have like like 20 requests in a week, it's like, your message is going to be buried very quickly. That's not great. People to fill out my form, because it's like, oh, well, that's why I created my went on PubMatch, because I didn't want to fill out forms. And it's like, well, I'm never going to find your information ever again.
You and I are in a lot of the same podcast groups, and stuff like that. And how many people do we see that have podcasts that are out there just trying to find guests? And they're like, hey, I'm looking for guests. If you want to be on the show, give me a call. And if you're in a position where you have a podcast and you have people who are calling you going, I'd like to be on your show, you're doing it right. Keep doing what you're doing. That's great. I mean, to have people who are saying, can I please be on your show? That's the best feeling in the world when people are doing that, because you're doing something correct and you're making a difference. And the other ones, the heck with them.
So, in your opinion, why do you think podcasters tend to give up after a while? Is it because they start as, I saw someone else in one group, I forget which group, I'm not going to name the group because I don't remember I saw in one of the groups I'm in, this person said that they don't look at podcasting as a business and they're just doing it for the fun of it. I was like, that's great and all, but the reason why I can focus it on as a business is to be consistent and hold myself accountable. I'm not saying I don't have fun with it, but I need to say, okay, this is my work hours. This is my fun out, my personal fun hours versus my fun business hours, podcasting, interviewing people. But I'm one of those people who I need to hold myself accountable or it's not going to get done.
Sure. Yeah. So the question is, why do we guide people to give up?
Yeah.
Doing it? Yeah. I think it's the same reason that people can't lose weight. They, it took, if you're 50 pounds overweight, it didn't take you a day or a week to get 50 pounds overweight. Right? You're a crazy fitness guy. So I'm talking to you in terms that I know you understand. But the fact of the matter is, it took you a long time, over a lot of months, maybe even years, to get 50 pounds overweight. So if you want to lose that 50 pounds and you start a diet, you're not going to lose all 50 pounds in a week. It's going to take you time. You're going to have to work at it over time, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. You're not going to see huge progress right away. And so people stop. Podcasting is the exact same thing. They get into it for whatever their reason is. And whatever the reason, whether it's money, whether it's downloads, whether it's fame, whether it's, wanting to be, some kind of marketing vehicle for something else. Maybe they want to coach. Whatever it is, they aren't seeing their results fast enough. And they go, you know what? It's not worth my time. It's ridiculous. I have another podcast called Power of Man. And it's directed towards husbands and fathers. And, we help a lot of guys who are going through tough times, divorced dads. I work with a lot of veterans on that podcast. And my first first 8 episodes, I think I had like maybe 10 or 15 people per episode listening, And it was nothing big, right? And I get down to that point in episode 9, I do one about bullying. And it just was me talking about, some of my experience about how I got bullied when I was a kid and this and that. And that episode, out of nowhere, I got like over 100 responses, and I'm like, whoa, what happened? Right. And in my head, I'm going, wow, we must have really hit something. Maybe this went viral, because that's all you think about as a podcaster. Wow. And I realized that. I was getting people who were telling me, hey, I had no idea you went through this. They were saying, man, I went through this too. Thanks for talking about this. Episode 10 comes along, nothing. 5 downloads, nobody cared. I'm like, what happened? I lost my whole thing. And right then, what I realized was I hit a nerve someplace. I said something somewhere along the line that made a difference to somebody. I made a difference in somebody's life. There were over 100 people who cared enough about what came out of my mouth to take the time to message me about it. And I stopped and I went, how many people get to impact the lives of 100 people by talking for half an hour? Not too many. And it was like that moment that I realized how powerful podcasting not only is, but can be. And when you think about the fact that, if you've only got 10 listeners per episode. You know what? If you're impacting the lives of 10 people every time you put out an episode, I mean, the compound effect makes that pretty serious. And that's an awesome thing. You can't impact 10 lives, without trying too many other ways. And so people just, they look at it wrong. They don't really understand it. They don't get what it's about when they get into podcasting. And once you realize that if my motto with that entire podcast was, if I can help one father not have to make a mistake that I made, that I learned about the hard way, then it's worth all the time I'm putting into this. If I help one man, right? And it's the same thing with all my other podcasts. If I help one person have an easier time, not get one of the scars that I've got, then you know what? It's worth it. I'm having an impact on the world. So I don't have to worry about my number of downloads or I rank on Google or anything else, because I know I'm impacting the world. Not everybody can say that, but podcasters can say that.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know Crazy Fitness Guy is not backed by any corporate company and is just a one-person show? Well, there's this term around the podcasting community called indie podcasters. I'm an independent podcast creator, so because I'm not backed by a huge big corporate company, well, if I run out of money and everything else, Crazy Fitness Guy would no longer exist. No website, no podcast, no nothing. If you want to help support the show and keep our lights on, consider becoming a premium podcast member of Crazy Fitness Guy's premium podcast. You get behind-the-scenes access, early access to shows, private Discord server, and premium Discord roles, and exclusive behind-the-scenes access. Plans start at $3.99 a month or $30 a year. You know, I like what you said, but I think where some of my disconnect gets from, I don't say podcasting just in general, but just like numbers game, is maybe you're familiar with Google Analytics and Google Search Console and whatnot. Those two tools will never ever read up and match the same number. And, you know, it got me thinking the other day, and it gave me a funny joke. And I was like, I'm going to write this to Google, and you can mark my words on this. I will do it on social media because I do have a big mouth, and I do like to push Google's buttons. And so my joke is, I can only picture, and I hope that somebody put it on recording on some point in that meeting with whoever pitched that to Google CEO at the time. It's like, you know, we should come up with Google Analytics and Google Search Console. They do similar things, but those two will never really being next to each other. So, and we can have the user to decide on how to decipher this. So in one tool, it looks like you're gaining traffic. In the other tool, you look like you're losing traffic. Which one's right? And I'm sure the person's like, hey, you know what? That's a great idea. And they should have what I'm recording, because I would love to be laughing at that meeting, because, like, holy crap, how did you guys create this most stupid, moronic tool?
It can't be on accident, right? No. I mean, something that simple, that basic, cannot be on accident. And no. Everywhere you turn, they're trying to sell you something. You know, oh, get your analytics up, or here's a course on how to, you know, fix your reviews. Or it's all business. You know, they're going to raise you up here, drop you down here, and make you worry. And then as soon as they make you worry, try and sell you something.
Yep. It's a good gimmick.
It's a great gimmick, you know, and we all end up looking at it, right? We all end up staring at it all the time going, oh, man, what are my numbers? Where am I at? You know, because we all want to know. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to sort of pat yourself on the back and go, look, yes, I'm going to look at my numbers, but, you know, I got to just stop, because it's not about numbers. It just isn't about numbers. It's about impact, you know, and I just... it's so hard, because I know I look at my numbers too.
I mean, to be honest,
all I'm good at.
I mean, to be honest, the podcasting numbers at least are a little bit more forgiving and nicer at times. I mean, I admit, like, my trailer episode that just came out today had only 6 listens, but they're like, in total, it says it's like 6 minutes, but because of the ads and whatnot, but in total is like 2 minutes long of just the trailer piece of it, of the upcoming episode. But yesterday, my download skyrocketed to like over 100 plus just as last night. I didn't publish anything last night. I just published something today. And I was like, see, that's what I like about podcasting. And I was like, maybe it was part of an algorithm in some podcast app or whatnot. But at least what I'm saying, at least when the numbers are forgiving, you know, it might be 5 one day, it might be 1 day, it might be 2, but then it could just skyrocket. Google search, you know, you could try to please the search engine gods and you get nothing. And then when you try to care less, you still get nothing and you don't get anything in return. So it's just like, hey, you know, screw you, Google. And then and then when you try to go fix something with Bing's search engine, and yeah, don't even get me started. I can put in see, and this is where I'm going to get my big mouth in trouble, but I'm going to say it anyway, because this is what I do. I posted on this social media just one error message, purposely, and what's funny, it had over like 40 plus views on Instagram alone. I didn't check the networks that I posted on, but I was just curious what Instagram would say to it, whether Instagram would just kick it off. But what's funny, I said, there's like, basically the post read, you know, hey, DAJ, I'm not going political wise, but just pointing out, it's like, hey guys, maybe instead of going after Google for trying to sell off Google Chrome and whatnot, and this comes from somebody who's not even a fan of Google, I might use some of their products because I have to. Well, I mean, I like their Pixel phone, but other than that, it's kind of hit or miss for me. It can go teeter both ways. But I was like, but before you try to point fingers at Google, try to get them to sell off their search engine and sell off Chrome, how about you look in your own backyard at the FTC for allowing all these monopolies? But then also, it wasn't this long, but basically I said, like, look in your own backyard first, and then after that, go after Google. But then perhaps maybe it wasn't Google's fault for all the other search engines going out of business, because then I pointed out, it's like, try logging Bing Webmaster Tools is like, I don't know, find the key to the abyss, because holy crap, it was there was an error message, I guess, like, try again later. I was like, try again later. It doesn't even let me log in. And I was like, well, maybe this is why, because the incompetence like Microsoft can't even run their own search engine. So
this all sounds like something I'd see you post, yes.
My friend says to me, it's like, are you trying to get yourself kicked off on social media? It's like, I think Facebook is kind of scared to kick me off of social media.
I mean, you're very direct when you post on social media. It's awesome, man. You and I are friends on Facebook, so I see it. I'm like, you go, Jimmy. Go get it.
I mean, technically, I've been on Facebook since, I had like 2 different Facebook accounts. I mean, one I got just rid of. I mean, wasn't using it, and then I started a new. It was too much to delete every single post I ever made. So I was like, I do that. I mean, I didn't post anything like nasty or anything. It was like when I first started Facebook, and it's like, oh, I don't even use this account, get rid of it, start fresh. And so basically, in all my time of being on this account that I currently have, I have never been thrown into Facebook jail.
Congratulations.
At least 20 of my friends have been thrown in Facebook jail, not me. And I have posted so many things about Facebook on my own account, even in Messenger, and Facebook still hasn't thrown me in jail. And it wasn't nasty stuff like, oh, screw Facebook or anything. It was more like I went in the paper in college about all the algorithms on social media, all the ins and outs. I got an A+ on the paper, And it was a really creepy paper too when I was doing it. I was like, oh, they knew this about me? I was like, oh God. Well, I'm not even going into detail about that. But my point is like, when I shared that tidbit information with some of my colleagues, Facebook didn't even like remove that post or anything. It wasn't even posted on a timeline, but it wasn't even deleting Messenger. I was like, they probably like thinking it's like, what does he know about us? I was like, we should just let him have his rant and just let him just go.
Yeah, because they don't want to make a martyr out of you. They just want to leave you be. Maybe he'll go away.
Exactly. I mean, they could have shut me up like at least a couple of hundred plus times, but it's like, what does he know about us? I mean, not conspiracy theories, but I'm just like thinking, it's like, 20 of my friends got into Facebook jail and been in there for a few weeks. I don't know how long is Facebook jail? Like a few weeks or months? And I've never been caught once.
Yeah, I have no idea because I'm with you. I've never been in Facebook jail. So I've been very, very fortunate.
And again, I'm not looking to go into Facebook jail, but I'm
right.
just out of curiosity. It's like, okay, I said a lot of worse things than my colleagues, and yet they put it, and they haven't touched me whatsoever. And it's like, gets me curious.
Maybe it's the way you say it. You know, you say it in a smart way, and so it doesn't come off as harsh, and so maybe they're like, all right, just leave it alone.
Yeah. Well, I like to think I do that, too. And, you know, two of my friends at karate who are lawyers, one used to be a lawyer, one currently is a lawyer, they both said to me, it's like, well, as long as you don't say anything threatening, you're small potatoes to them. It's like, chances are they're going to come after you for suing you. And it's like, it's not like you're Joe Rogan and they cost you $1 trillion. And it's like, true. And it's not like I said point blank something false information. I was just sharing my point of view. And I do have just the facts and whatnot. Not like every single fact, but it's like, yeah, interesting. Why are you not going after the FTC for allowing this monopoly? That would be my first question.
Right.
Put me on in charge. I can't do any worse. Okay, so maybe that's my only rant. No promise.
It's okay, man. It's your show. You can talk about whatever you want.
Exactly.
Right.
So, which got me into thinking while I was in my rant, I was curious. So, what are some ways for people to? Can I say that question? Okay, you know, what are some ways that people can monetize their podcast? Is it just sponsorships, and or is there other opportunities and other besides affiliate marketing as well?
Yeah, honestly, the monetization possibilities are endless. You can be as creative as you want. I have brought in advertisers that were local, you know, who wanted to just jump on because they thought it was cool. Maybe somebody wants to be interviewed and they're willing to, you know, pay $50 for the spot. You know, I mean, I know people who charge for interviews as if they're advertising spots. What they'll do is they'll go out and they'll say, and this is just an example, instead of just looking for a sponsor and saying, hey, I have X number of downloads, blah, 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 they do the, I'm going to interview you. You're going to be able to take that interview and send it all over your social media. So basically, I'm making an ad for you that's going to be on my podcast. And they charge them, you know, $50, $100, $300, whatever they want to charge them, whatever they can get. And they do it. And it becomes an episode of the podcast. And then they give them the link afterwards. And the advertiser treats it like a marketing piece, like what we were talking about earlier. They can send it off and, you know, to use it to get more clients because they just got interviewed on a podcast. The average person on the street isn't going to look up your podcast to see how many downloads you have. You know, they're just going to see this professional guy being interviewed on a podcast, and they're going to go, oh, wow, he's being interviewed on a podcast. Well, he must be really good. He must be really big. You can use your podcast to, you know, for monetization to promote your business. If you have another business that goes along with it, like you do, you've got several. Your podcast can be your marketing platform and can help you monetize your actual businesses. You can write books, you know, like I've done, and so on and so forth. And then you can sell the book on your podcast or in the show notes or, you know, on the website along with it. The affiliate marketing, putting those links in there, that's a great way to go. You can also sell courses in affiliate marketing. You could put whatever link you want in the show notes. The possibilities are only as limited as you're thinking. People go in and they go, oh, I got to get a certain number of ads. How can I get ads? And then they're told, well, when you get 10,000 downloads, call me. And so, how do I get 10,000 downloads?
And that's per episode.
Right. And then they do all these episodes and they're like, I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to make any money. One real common way is to take on an advertiser, like, you know, a guy that I was working with. He works with a coffee company and he gives out the link and says, hey, you get 25% off using this code. Well, and then every time they use the code, he gets a couple of bucks. Right. So it's an affiliate link that way. But he talks about it and it gives them an advertising spot. And then he gets paid commission on anything he sells. Anything that you can do to make money, you can do through your podcast. And like I said, there's millions of things to do. You can develop your coaching programs. You can develop, you know, videos. You can do courses and sell those. It really all depends on what your topic is, what your personal authority, you know, is, where your expertise lies. And, you know, I offer a podcast course. You know, I do podcaster training and I have a bunch of people who have signed up for that. And, you know, it's a 4-week course and we talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. One of the things that everybody wants to talk about is monetization. And so I have this exact conversation with all of them. I'll sit down with them and I'll say, all right, well, you know, who are you? Tell me your story. What are you trying to do? What's your other business stuff look like? Because it isn't just the podcast. It's what do you have going on outside of the podcast? And let's find the best way to monetize you. Not just your podcast, but you. And the podcast always finds a place. It always finds a place in working for them. But for everybody, it's different for everybody. Absolutely different for everybody. Until you're like Joe Rogan, and then you can go, hey, you know, it's $1 million to advertise my podcast, you know, write the check to Joe Rogan. Here we go. Everybody's great. But until then, gotta fight it. Until then, we all got to fight for every dollar, you know. And, you know, for me, personal coaching was a big way to go. You know, I made some advertising dollars. I did a lot of local stuff to start with when I was getting going. It really just depends on the person.
For instance, I'll be honest with how I've done it so far. I mean, the sponsorships that I have for my show, my numbers are not in the 10,000 per episode range. I mean, it's far from that. And by, I mean, it's not even close to that. I'm being honest because I know there's some analytics services that would reveal that, and I'd rather be truthful than just be like, yes, I'm making that much money. No, not even close. I like honesty and transparency because then I don't have to remember any lies whatsoever. So how I've done it, because my numbers are on the lower side of things, not across all the boards. I mean, like monthly is like over a couple hundred, but not quite to the 1,000. Given my ads from Buzzsprout I use, and so what I do, I pitch to local, I don't say local companies, but like companies that align along with my brand. so to speak. So, for instance, I'm a part of some affiliate marketing programs, but then, like, my podcast editing service, I like, and I promise this is not an ad, I'm just sharing the name. Logo be in the episode, but not in this stream because they're not paying me for the stream. Hang on. But podcast will help me with the editing and whatnot. So they, basically what I did, I provided them a service for a service. And they keep renewing every single year. And so I was like, thank you. So that's one way to do it. Let's use fitness, for example. There's one company that, I use for learning new information and whatnot. It's sort of like Blinkist or Blinkit, however you pronounce the name. And, basically it takes podcasts, books, stuff on websites. It's all published by people and whatnot, but it basically gives you the cliff notes of everything. So if you don't have time to read a whole article, you can listen to it. You can get the very short version of it. It's like, oh, okay, so that's what this is about. And you can go back to, you can read the original where it came from if you want to read the whole thing. But if you're just like, okay, just give me the very bold points of the whole thing just so I can get the gist of it and remember the main points. And it's called Deep Stash. And so I did. I pitched to them and it's like, hey, you know, I like learning new stuff every single day. Hey, my listenership's been growing nonstop. I pitched it to them. They liked it. So they gave me their pro version for whatever. Not every company is going to say yes. It depends on how you can help them. How you can help them. And, you know, I got this idea from, I forgot who gave it to me. I heard from another podcast, don't be afraid to ask another business. You're providing them a service by coming to them because they might have heard part of podcasting, but they don't know how to get into it. And you're providing them that service because think of it. And this is what this person said on their show. And I apologize for not forgetting the person's show. It's been a while since I've listened to the episode, so my apologies. But basically, this guy said, You're reaching out to them, providing them the service to have them reach a broad audience. TV ads are expensive, radio ads are expensive, podcast ads are cheaper, and you can actually get a dedicated spot. TV, you're not guaranteed squat. If they can fit you in that 30-second block in that 1 hour of the TV show, they'll do it. Maybe, perhaps. Depends when it airs. At least the podcast, if you get the dedicated spot, you could say for how long. Some of the services that I requested is for a whole year access. And so I was like, okay, I'll run your whole ad for a whole year if you give me your service for a whole year. And it's like, you had done. And because you're providing them that service. And so, you know, there's like, hey, you know, any business you can send my way, I'll do it. And so, yeah, you're providing them a dedicated spot. So it's like, you know, worst case, what can they do? Say no? And I was like, nothing, venture, nothing game. And so that's where, you know, I've been turned down so many times. But, you know, the last couple of times I've done it, it took me a while to get the first one. Then second one followed like a couple months later. Then a third one followed quickly. And the fourth one followed. And it's like, damn, thank you. Right. I was like, worst case, they say no. And I was like, but then I remind myself, was like, it's a no for right now. And I'm right. Back follow up later, because like, you know, once you improve those download rates, it's like, you know what? Now that you mention it again, yes, I want to come back.
That's a very creative way to look at all that, man. I love it. I mean, everything you're saying right there. That's plus, let me tell you, what really sets off a lot of podcasters who are like, oh, I've tried to monetize and I just can't. They haven't actually tried. They haven't done what you just talked about. They haven't called an advertiser. Okay. Because most people who are podcasters are not salespeople. You know, they don't know how to go out and sell themselves and sell their show. And they don't know how to go to an advertiser and, on their own.
That sounds dirty.
One of the things that happens with podcasters is they get in and then they immediately, like, especially with Buzzsprout, you know what I mean? You go there and then, you know, you have what's their advertising thing called? Podcorn.
It's like Podcorn, and then they have their own, like, ad marketplace or something. Or these,
yeah, where they'll find you an advertiser, but you make like 18 cents, you know.
That's all in one place.
So they think it has to come that way. They think that like either people are going to come to them or, you know, the services are going to provide. And it's like, look, you're building a marketing piece. And that's it. So you take it, you run with it, you get creative, and there's a million ways to make money, man. There really is. You just got to take the blinders off. You got to be willing to go out and, you know, make a call. Ask somebody, hey, do you want to advertise my podcast? Boom. What's the worst they're going to do? Say no? Well, you're still making the same amount of money now that you were before you asked them.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at PodMatch. You know, they make some money by interviewing people, and then once the episode published, you get a little bit more money for publishing that episode. So it's like, you know, at first I thought I wasn't going to be able to afford it, but I made some. No, I'm not going to go on the whole nook and crannies, I promise. But I made some adjustments to where my money was going, and I was like, I'm going to go invest in PodMatch because I really like it. I like the person behind it. Very personal, cool person. And to kind of be in touch with a CEO of PodMatch is like, hell yeah, I want him be connected. Well, not just because of that, but he's a cool person. He's like, podcast industry expert, literally the expert in the podcast industry. I've been featured in Pod News too, so it's like, duh. So it's like, put by my point is, so I made some strategic moves financially, and I was like, this is worth $6 a month, especially because I know I can afford it. I was like, oh, move my money to this, and then I got more money coming into here, paying that. And from doing that, my podcast is paying for itself, plus some other stuff. It actually bought me a new laptop this year, which I needed because the other one, nothing was responsive on it anymore. I mean, opening up to OneDrive and whatnot, it was just like so unresponsive. It's like, and yes, that was my keyboard made by Logitech that also made my microphone. Unfortunately, they did not make my microphone stand, but that would have been a really great opportunity.
Well, congrats on that. I mean, yeah, you're looking at things the right way, man. You really are.
And trust me, that was, it's been difficult when I had to do that because it was like so much thinking, like, if I move this here, where does this can lead to and whatnot? And so, it's like a spider web. And I was like, do I do it? Do I do it? Do it? And like, yes, screw it, cut it. There's a lot of planning and, yeah, it hurt my brain. It fried my brain. I was like, Actually, by the time I went to karate, after those nights, people was like, Jimmy, are you okay? And like, you look like you're out of it. It's like, just a little. I had my head like against the wall, just like with my eyes closed. Like, you look like you're tired. And it's like, yeah, my brain hurts. Do you see the smoke coming out of my ears? So, my last few questions for you, and I definitely would love to have you back on my show because I love talking about podcasting. And, well, I mean, who doesn't like talking about podcasting? Podcasting. My last few questions for you is, who's your favorite podcaster and why? And feel free not to say me.
That's the tough one, man. I mean, you're close to the top. You really are.
What kind of answer is this?
I have my favorite podcaster. Oh, my gosh.
Besides me.
Besides you. Okay. Wow, that's tough. I mean, I like a lot of them. I would say, honestly, probably, and I don't mean to get political or anything, but I just really enjoy his stuff, is probably Dan Bongino. He's my favorite podcaster. I just love his style. I love what he does with the show. And he has found a way to monetize like crazy. And so, you know, whenever I listen to his show, I learn something about the podcasting business, which is one of the most fascinating things, you know, in that capacity. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually was going to, I used to try to live stream on Rumble. Not going to politicize or anything because I'm
sure.
I looked into the platform. I'm still on the platform under Crazy Fitness Guy. Mm. But one thing that they need to really tweak is like, if you're trying to go like a live stream on the show, they kind of do it a little stupidly a little bit. When you schedule something out, you can only do it. Well, so let's say if you want to live stream on a Friday, you have to go in on Thursday on your account to set up for manually on their end on Thursday. And I was like, who has time to do that? It's one thing if you're like Dan Bongino has a team be probably doing that for him. But
right.
it's annoying for someone like me who uses a third-party tool like Talk Studios and whatnot. It's like, oh, come on. If I can schedule something to Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, why can't they make this thing easy? come on. It's like, I'm not asking for much. I mean, like, I would live stream all week. Every week on Rumble, or I mean, not saying I'm still on YouTube. I didn't say I got off of YouTube. I didn't hop ships or anything. Like,
right.
But I'm just saying, it's like, come on, manually. I was like, I already schedule on my live stream shows every Wednesday. Who wants to go into another tool to schedule that just for that platform?
Right. It's one more thing to do, right? One more thing to add to your schedule that you got to do.
No.
I understand.
I mean, like if I could do it on that Wednesday for the following Friday, I would do it in a heartbeat. But it's like, just one little change. Just tweak it.
you should definitely send him a message and let him know that over there at Rumble.
Yeah, and it's funny. I've been trying... I was trying to get the syndication to work too, but it didn't work for YouTube. It's like an error occurred. It's about trying to get that fixed. I was like, come on, guys. I was like, this is why I'm not using it as much. I want to put my new promo for my web app on there because their embeds work better than YouTube. Yeah, it's funny. Speaking of which, I have to bash Google on this. Sorry, but not sorry. If you take a YouTube embed code directly from YouTube, it does not show up mobile friendly. It only shows up mobile friendly through my let's say, Hosting Company pod page because it's built into it. But what I noticed, if you take, at least this was like a couple of months ago, and take the embed code of a YouTube video, literally it cuts off on mobile. And basically you have to, it's like Google thinks that that everyone's an expert in coding. And so everything is like cut off. And it's like, really, Google? And it's like, at least with Rumble, everything is mobile friendly on that. And it's like, I might just use that for my product promos for now on, for like my app page and whatnot, just because it's like, really, Google? As I coming from the company who's like, everything needs to be mobile friendly, as I, huh, you guys should not be talking. It's the hypocritic idiots. I'm sorry, but then I hit too close to home. Yes, funny. Ironically, I'm saying that while I have a Google Home Mini in my room.
There you go. Dude, they know everything we're saying, so there's no secrets. There's no secrets. They know exactly who you are.
I'm a rebel scum.
I'm sure you're on the public enemies list at this point over there. So,
yeah, ironically enough, one of my friends, not going to name the company he works for, but that's funny. He's like, yeah, Jimmy, I can actually pull up your account to actually see all the stuff that you ordered and how many and all the conversations you had with customer support over the years. I was like, oh, great. And I was just joking. Well, of course. And I was like, okay, I'm going to end up on the blacklist again.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I'm not going to do it. And he was like, why do I not believe that? I was like, I would do it. It's like, if I was in your position, I would do it too. It's like, I knew karma was going to bite me in the ass somewhere. Here it goes. Okay, my last question for you is, where can people follow you, find you, learn more about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I'm really, really easy to find. You can just go right to Facebook and look up my name, Rory Paquette, RoryPaquette. I'm sure you're going to have that in the show notes or someplace on this thing. And that's the easiest way to find me is just right there. Or you can put the same thing in at Rory Paquette on Instagram. If you're looking for stuff on the Podcaster Nation, it's literally at the Podcaster Nation. And we have a private Facebook group for that, for anybody who's a podcaster and wants to network with other podcasters. And then we have an Instagram page for that as well, The Podcaster Nation. So it's real simple to find me, but just look up my name. And then everything else is like connected to that or an offshoot of that. And piece of cake, absolute piece of cake to find me.
I mean, I also got a Facebook group and a Discord community. Has some extra benefits in one versus the other one, just to hang out. Another one is for those who want to be part of something bigger, can actually suggest, depending on if you join the premium podcast or the free one, you get the blog post content or podcast topics, etc. Might be selected at some point. When they have more stuff in there, etc. Trying to build up two communities. One just is a lighthearted hangout. Yeah. I mean, I would say lighthearted, I mean just like get to know crazy fitness guy. And this is then the Discord for the pro members of crazy fitness guy who wants to take it to the next level.
That's of crazy. Cool.
I mean, they're cool. Crazy, of course.
Totally.
And let's stay in touch, and I would love to have you back on in the future. And my other last question for you, and I mean as my last question.
It's okay. Hey, whatever you got.
If you had to give three pieces of advice, three takeaways from this show, knew all about podcasting, what would you tell them?
So you want me to give them three takeaways?
Yeah.
Or new or old podcasters?
Yeah. New tips, old tricks, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no problem. Great question. The first one is be consistent. If you're going to do it, just do it. You know, don't worry about, is this the best episode ever? Don't spend a whole lot of time editing. Don't worry about whether or not you're perfect. Talk into the mic, save it, publish it, and just go. Because the more you do it, the better you're going to get. And nobody out there who's listening to your stuff cares whether or not you coughed once or they heard your dog in the background one time or anything else. Everybody gets so hung up on that. So that's number one, be consistent and just do it. Number two would be, do not worry about money. Do not worry about money. Do not worry about money until you're at least past 20 episodes. And the reason I'm telling you that is because most podcasters stop or quit before they get to number 20. And if you're going to sit there and get to 18 or 19 or 20 and you're just going to quit, don't spend any time worrying about getting paid for it. When you pass 20 and you're coming up with content and you feel good, and then if you want to ask the question about money and monetization. But until you hit 20, don't even let it cross your lips. So that's number two. And number three is be real. Do not get on a podcast and try to be somebody you're not. You know, don't get on there and try to be, you know, some talking head from TV that you, you know, idolize, or some, you know, motivational speaker that, you know, you love, but that you're not. Be you. Just be you. And it doesn't matter who that is. As long as it's you, everybody has somebody that wants to listen to them. Period. Somebody out there wants to hear what you have to say. It may not be millions of people, but it might be. But if you're not being you, nobody's going to listen. So that's number three, be you.
I love all those steps, especially be consistent, because there's too many people who are not consistent. And I like about, and the other thing I'm going to say, I like to say, just be you. Because, you know, I've seen so many people try to be somebody else, and it comes across that. I've always been consistent at being me. And like, you know, before we got into this episode, you asked me how I've been doing. Mm-hmm. I shared, I was like, yeah, I've been struggling up and down since for 7 weeks mentally, but I know why. Well, I'm starting to put together the puzzle pieces why. And it's due to some business, but also just due to just personal stuff, miscommunication and some friendships, etc. And also, I get tired of some people around me, I'm not going to name any names and not going to say how they're and label them or etc. But people ask me, it's like, Jimmy, what are you going to do when you finish your major in college? And why that bugs me is because I'm already doing my major in college. This right here is media studies here. Podcasting is media.
Right on. Right on. Well, good for you, man. Right on.
And if those people don't like it, you can watch me from afar.
And keep doing what you're doing, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Just, you're doing great. Keep doing what you're doing.
And that's what I'm going to end it on today. And thank you for being a guest. And sorry for going over the show time. But, you know, I just had a blast with you. And you kind of made my night, because earlier today was very challenging. Only just because I'm finishing up like a lot of different last projects that I kind of got behind on, and my mentor kind of chewed my head off. And so, I mean, it was well deserved, because he's been helping me out. And so, he has all the right to chew my head off, but it was a wake up call. And then after seeing a lot of things that I fell behind on, I was like, I really need to get myself back to where I need to be, because mentally, because after seeing all the broken things I left behind, I'm like, ew. I was like, where was my head? Not here. And it's not here.
I hear you, man. I appreciate you saying that. I had a great time. So, you know, anytime you want to do this again, you just let me know and we'll book it.
Awesome. And if you don't mind, I have to send you a message about something later, about an upcoming event that I'm doing. I'll spoil it for the next... Yeah, I'll just gonna spoil it real quick, but you can go whenever you need to go. But I'm gonna send you a message right after this to about the event that I'm doing. So I look forward to telling you, and let's stay in touch.
Sounds good, man. I can't wait to read it.
Awesome. See you.
Thanks a lot.
So that's all for today. If you enjoy the show, let me know. Leave in the comments below. In the meantime, I have two events coming up next year. One of it is in I can't use this word, but let's just say it's a taping for my TED Talk pitch. So it's official/unofficial. I can't use TED Talk in the title or the description. So make sure you check that out. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's coming next year, May 20th, 2025, 6 p.m., Upper Dome Lutheran Church. And I hope everyone can make it. And so go check that out. It's a free event, since I can't make money off of the event because it's going to TED directly. So go check it out. It's on Eventbrite. I'll put the links in the show notes. And I'm going to make a public announcement next week on social media. I already have some events on Facebook about it, so you might see it somewhere down the road. I mean, on Facebook, if you follow me on Facebook, etc. Limited space available. So check it out. I'll be in touch. And if you have any questions, shoot me an email or send me a text, whatever. Send me an email or send me a message on social media. In the meantime, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated. And I'll be back for another brand new episode of Crazy Fitness Guy House of Love Podcast, essentially for motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. In the meantime, peace.
Thanks for tuning into Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Your reviews help us be discovered by more people all over the world. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you get notified of every new show. In the meantime, please connect with us on social media at Crazy Fitness Guy and follow Jimmy Clare at Jimmy Clare Speaker or Jimmy Clare Speak. While you wait for another brand new episode, please go check out crazyfitnessguy.com. Check out the latest blog posts, events, sales, and more. Hope to see you again next time.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask, because it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day, because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so, which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below, and
check out HydroFlask.com for more information.